This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Republican Congressman Tim Walberg. He represents the Great Lakes State's 7th Congressional District. He's a member of the Education and Labor Committee, as well as the House Homeland Security Committee and the Government Oversight Committee. We want to get his thoughts primarily today in response to the president's long-awaited speech on deficit reduction. How specific did he get to the congressman's liking, and what did he think of the president's ideas? In our remaining time, we'll get the congressman's thoughts on the continuing resolution to keep the government funded for the rest of the fiscal year, at a debate that's coming up tomorrow. And, Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
Well, it's good to be with you, Greg. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your people.
Thank you so much. Let's start with the president's speech today. We first heard about it over the weekend when his advisor, David Plouffe, was on the Sunday morning chat shows. He promised a relatively detailed approach to the president's prescription for our growing deficits and debt. The president seemed to basically say that he wanted tax increases for the rich and go after military spending. He also talked about general spending cuts, but not with much specificity. What did you make of the speech?
Well, it was pretty much the same promises and platitudes that he comes off with regularly. But it was interesting that about 8 weeks, maybe a little over 8 weeks ago, he introduced his budget proposal, which was a $1.65 trillion deficit producing budget. Since that time, the Paul Ryan budget was introduced. He's seen the battle on the CR issues, and the debt limit increase issue is looming, and I think a lot of the people are speaking and asking for cuts in spending. And so I think today was an attempt to make it appear like he had heard and was going to reduce some of the spending. But, Greg, I think you accurately reported that the guts of the package didn't touch 60% of the problem in the budget, and that's all of the areas that deal with Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. Those programs that we must address, and if we don't, they're going to go away, including for people that are on them right now. That is not what we want to do, and I think the Paul Ryan Budget Committee budget that's been proposed very clearly tackles the entire 100% of the budget, not only discretionary military, but also the so-called entitlement portion of the budget, which is 60%. So what I'm seeing in the president is a lack of willingness to recognize the fact that we have debts and deficits because Washington spends too much, not because American people aren't taxed enough. Someone said today in one of our meetings that deficits are the symptom, spending is the disease, and I would concur with that heartily.
We're talking with Michigan Congressman Tim Walberg. And Congressman, it seemed during the speech the president took great pains to contrast him and his plan with that of Congressman Ryan, which you alluded to. Basically, the president couched this as seniors having to pay more for health care and people having to give up on higher education in exchange for tax cuts for the wealthy. I'm guessing in the Republican conference, that's not exactly the choice that you see.
No, I think we're looking at the entire populace, saying, how can we make this country a place where people who want to succeed, who want to be entrepreneurial, who want to get education, who want to start a family, who want to make sure that they have the American dream available to them, have that opportunity? And that's come traditionally by, and I say traditionally because that's the way we were founded and it worked, it's come by encouraging the private sector, job providers and producers, as well as employees, to be able to have their own resources to do for themselves or do for their company, provide jobs and provide opportunity, and thus grow an economy. If you tax the so-called wealthiest, many of those being small businesses that file as an individual anyway, 75%, in fact, of all the small businesses file as individuals, you're going to squash the economy for them, thus squashing the economy for those people that employ, and 85% of our workforce, I know certainly in Michigan, 85% is employed in small business. So if we crush the energizer of the economy and the grower of the economy, which is small business and the small business person, just simply because they supposedly make $250,000 a year or more, we are going to destroy opportunity for every citizen and ultimately keep our country going on a slide the wrong direction.
As you just mentioned, Congressman, you represent South Central Michigan, and obviously Michigan was in a one-state recession for a number of years before, unfortunately, the rest of the country kind of caught up to it. From what you see in terms of the need to revitalize the economy in your district and your state and obviously the nation, what are the keys, whether it's what Congressman Ryan articulated a few days ago or even more in addition to that?
I think certainly what Congressman Ryan and the Budget Committee has put forward, we have to go that direction. The Republican Study Committee will be offering an alternative, which is basically the Paul Ryan plan on steroids. It's basically to say, listen, this is what it would take if we were to move the direction in order to balance the budget within the budget cycle, which is about 10 years. That is going to be very aggressive. Go to back to 2006 spending levels and deal with the whole safety net issue more aggressively. I think it'll point out the fact that if we're going to achieve something, it's not going to come without some aggressive action. But what we have to do is cut spending. We have to restore trust in government in that they will take less, allow more to remain back where it does the best good, and that's in the pocketbooks of individuals and small businesses and corporations to do the job, to get off of the envy mentality that says just because someone has succeeded, they deserve to pay more. That's not been the American way, and the American way has worked and led the world not only in our own economy, but led the world in helping the rest of the world in needs that they have, as well as exporting the opportunity philosophy to others as well. So I think the direction must go with cutting government spending, reducing the size, scope, cost, and power of centralized federal government, return an open opportunity to individuals within states, and see the economy expand. And if we don't do it now and continue to kick the can down the road and not deal with the basic structural problem in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, we will not simply not be able to take care of the future people that will come into those systems, but the present. Paul Ryan's plan secures the present and then gives opportunity for securing the future with a better opportunity and plan for our workers and individuals to come.
Last 60 seconds with Michigan Congressman Tim Walberg. And Congressman, as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, there's a debate tomorrow on the House floor over this continuing resolution calling for about $38.5 billion in cuts over the remainder of the fiscal year through the end of September. This compromise plan was pretty well received late last Friday night when we were on the verge of a government shutdown. It easily passed the House and the Senate. Now, with a little bit of time to look at it, there's been some suggestions of accounting sleight of hand here. It seems like a few more people are peeling away from supporting this. Where do you stand, and what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, I need to have some final answers given to me to remain supportive of it, and that is that Harry Reid and the Senate leadership and the president will keep the commitment that there will be a vote taken in the Senate, up or down, without filibuster, on the repeal of Obamacare, that there will be a vote taken up or down, without filibuster, in the Senate on defunding Planned Parenthood. Those were two key component parts that went way beyond the, I think, mediocre cuts that we put in of $38.5 billion. But it was to clean up the mess that the Democrats left without passing a budget, to get on to the issue of the Ryan budget that would talk about trillions of dollars of reductions in unnecessary spending. If we can move that direction, and if there's an assurance given to me that those agreements are still going to be kept and Leader Reid and President Obama are going to remain good to their word with Speaker Boehner, that those two key provisions to put the Senate into a vote situation on legislation we've sent over already, plus the other cuts that we saw in expenditures for IRS agents and cutting the funding for four different czars and so forth and so on, then I'll be good with it, and I think it'll be a good outcome that we can build on for the future.
Sounds like you think the government will be open for business on Friday.
Oh, I think it will be, but I hope it's open for business that moves the direction that causes prosperity to take place in this great country again.
We'll certainly be watching the debate tomorrow, as well as this larger debate over the fiscal future of our country. Congressman, thank you very much for being with us today.
Greg, good to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Michigan Republican Congressman Tim Walberg represents the Great Lakes State's 7th Congressional District, member of the Education and Labor Committee, Homeland Security Committee, and Oversight Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.